This is an
Ian
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
Ian's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
And welcome to ENN, which tonight is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American has Ford. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Brutal. This used to be your strength.
It's a slight flub.
Like Sandy Koufax suddenly couldn't throw his curveball anymore.
I met John Selman, the proprietor of the great All-American Auto Group on Saturday night at the fight.
Good guy.
He was in the suite. Very good guy. Hung out with his son, who was a very knowledgeable UFC fan. We enjoyed the fight.
And about son named Leroy?
Leroy.
Salmon?
Leroy.
Wow, that's a nice old Tampa Bay Buccaneer reference.
Yeah. That's what that is?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a great player.
Leroy,
no longer with us.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Leroy Salmon, yeah.
Really, what year are we talking about?
In the 70s when they wore those beautiful creamsicle color uniforms.
The beautiful, beautiful jersey. There he is. Leroy Salmon, good old number 63. Wow. Defensive tackle. You know he went to college? You know nothing.
Florida. Okay. Florida. Yeah, Florida State.
Florida State?
Yeah.
Is Florida State, they share a campus with Oklahoma or separate?
You know what? I'm wrong then. But at least I knew who he existed. You didn't even know he existed.
Yeah, but I'm doing what Don did yesterday. I'm making up. I'm trying to make up for it.
So there's the facts. There's your facts, Jack. Bye.
All right, let's hear from Pat Shermer.
No. That's not how the show begins.
He didn't even say hello.
Does not begin this way. We really expected a lot. You fell out. You fell down out of the box.
You
can still make it to first. But you fell down.
I don't know if I can. I'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
And what people don't know is how good of a basketball player Michael was.
Is that what you wanted, Don? And good evening to Don.
Tell your mom I said hello.
I agree with that. Oh, that's not the best Don clip of the day. The best Don clip is,
I had mom in the car. We were leaving the IHOP.
That is forever now. That's as good as being behind Clixie's. You should have stopped by Clixie's.
Budweiser nips over at Gypsy Pond behind Clixie's.
I like to give a lot of detail.
All right. Pat Shermer spoke about Daniel Jones needing to slide because, of course, he got shoved out of bounds the other day. He ran into that parabolic mic operator. Seemed like a dangerous situation. Let's hear how Pat Shermer described Daniel Jones handling these situations.
He knows how to slide. It's basically falling down.
Sounds like me.
I think he needs to learn from that. You know, he did slide the other night a couple times. He's getting better at it. Where he didn't take hits, and then there was the one where he fumbled, you know, where that's just a matter of a competitive guy who was well aware of where the sticks were and was trying to get the first down. So that's what you balance. But nothing you do when you hold the ball, nothing you do is acceptable when you don't end the down with the ball. And I think that's important for all players to know that touch the ball. And he's aware of that, and he'll learn from that.
Pat, in the
there was one he went out of bounds. He got waylaid by the some guy with a boom mic. You know, that's, well, I don't know what you do about that. Those guys got to be a little fitter and get the heck out of the way. You know.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's like dry humor.
No, because Andrew studied facial recognition, and he said there was no humor in this at all.
That's according to Andrew. He was not kidding at all. So, there you have it. Pat Shermer attacking parabolic mic operators everywhere.
And I remember seeing that guy. The thing that struck me after it struck him was the total lack of concern on Daniel Jones' part. He's supposedly a good guy. Never even checked to see how you're breathing.
I don't know.
You even mentioned this yesterday.
No, I did. I did.
Oh.
It was you and I. I mean, we're both just idiots whose names aren't on the show, but I'm Peter and that's Don. You don't remember us sharing this yesterday?
I knew that I shared it with somebody.
Well, one of the yo-yos. Just one of the yo-yos you work with.
Well, when does anybody ever show concern?
A lot of people stop and show. Come on, all you have to do is tap them on the, hey, you okay, bro?
I would say 85% of the time there's a
a little exchange, a tap, a slap on the butt, a something or other. Look, watch right now. We're watching the replay. Hopefully they'll show it all the way to the end. Here's Daniel Jones. He assaults the parabolic mic. Oh, what a fall. Mike flies.
There's clear acknowledgement.
No, there's not.
Acknowledgement. What? Put his hand on his shoulder and everything.
No,
he was, right here. I'll be Daniel Jones for this.
His
right?
hand on the he shoulder was out. To get up.
Yeah, he pushed off they of go him down. To get up.
All right, so he flips around. This is a bad angle that they're showing. Now they're not showing anything. But
and by the way, the guy was not out of shape.
No, he wasn't in bad
but
shape.
You see
he got taken
that he's
out.
Getting up. He looked. They made eye contact.
You're crazy.
You can read his lips. He's like,
hold on. Watch it again.
You can read his lips.
Very good.
Hold on. So
takes him out. Okay.
All right. There goes the mic.
Right. Now he's feeling for him. I'm concerned. Touch his shoulder. Looks at him. You all right, bro? And then he gets up. I'm telling you, there's an exchange there. I'm making up the okay, bro. But clearly, he tapped him on the shoulder and he looked right at him.
No,
what are you supposed to do?
No.
Share a cup of coffee?
They usually do better than that.
Andrew, you're on my side on this, right?
Well, I did.
And you're no giant fan, and you're no fan of me, but you're a fan of facts. There was acknowledgement.
He looks at him, but we don't know if anything is being said.
Yeah, but it's there. It's a possibility.
It's a possibility.
He put his hand on his shoulder. I think there was slight concern.
Up.
He probably
yeah,
looked and saw you. He's not bleeding from the mouth or anything.
Okay, Don, he might have said, yo, you good?
All right. You know what? Bad guy. They should throw him out of the league.
I didn't say that.
I think he said, yo, Jimmy.
Yo, Jimmy, what's up, baby? You good? He might have said.
And the parabolic guy's name is Jimmy. So
right.
It fit
Jimmy
perfect.
Carter, actually, believe it or not.
Jimmy, what's up, baby? You good?
honestly, that's
all he had to say.
He wasn't there that long.
No.
He wouldn't have had time to say that.
Hand on the shoulder. Don't forget that.
Big hand on the
Touched
shoulder.
Touched by an NFL quarterback.
Touched by an angel. By the way, are you guys still watching God Friended Me?
Never started.
I know.
It's a ridiculous premise because it's not going to happen.
I know. That's why I said it. It's one of those shows that will forever
always exist. Shocked it made it to a second.
How could you say it's something that would never happen? Now you could tell about God? That God wouldn't friend
no,
you?
No. Do you mean the premise or the premise of my question because you would never watch?
He said the premise. I thought the God could never friend somebody.
I wouldn't think that's something he would do. Michael, you say it all the time. What is he? How would he
you think
get
God
concerned
has,
so,
you think
that?
God has Instagram?
God has everything. God invented Instagram.
Why don't he just talk to you?
Yeah, but you think God is reaching people through like a DM?
Who knows?
I think God is disgusted by social media.
We can't understand God. God started social media.
But he started everything.
Right.
You know what?
And he's disgusted by some.
What do you think God would say if he ever ran into Jimmy Carter?
What's up, Jimmy? You good?
No, but he wouldn't have to ask because he would know.
He would know he's good.
Well, that doesn't mean – so you're saying God doesn't have small talk because God already knows the answer.
The point is – and there's some CBS shows that I absolutely adore.
Here's the question.
The show looks ridiculous.
I don't think God sounds like that.
Here's the question. Like Young Sav?
Yeah,
I do. Here's the question I have. Name another show in NFL history.
NFL history?
Mm-hmm. Because NFL is what it's all about. It's all
murder.
About, it's all about Sunday night promotion.
She wrote.
No. A show in NFL history that's just like God Friended Me in the sense that the only recollection you even have of the show existing is it being promoted during football. Go.
Well, obviously you're talking about Pat Summerall and you're talking about CBS.
We know that Murder, She
it's
Wrote.
It's not Murder, She Wrote. No, so
Murder,
what
She
else
Wrote
was
big.
On Sunday?
But this
Highway to Heaven was an NBC show.
What about Touched by an Angel?
The Roma Downey vehicle.
What about... Because this is so familiar to me. I can't remember the shows either. But whenever I hear them going, and tonight a new episode of God Friended Me, and I see the promo running, all I can think of is this is one of those shows. It only exists because football exists.
So you believe that the Jim Carrey movie, that could take place?
Well, that was a comedy, Michael.
Which
so
one,
the whole
which
premise
one?
Was just hilarity.
Of Jim Carrey as God?
Right, where God gave him all of his responsibilities.
Bruce Almighty.
Right.
Yeah, but it was a comedy.
Well,
now, the Highway to Heaven, outstanding.
Because, but you believe in that, but
because,
you can't believe
no,
that God would friend you.
No, because he's going through a person. Like using social media.
Well, he's very hip. God is hip.
How do you know he's not being catfished?
You think God could get catfished?
No, I think the guy's getting catfished. Instead of pretending to be, you know, a 17-year-old girl, he's pretending to be God.
You know what? It's a very, very delicate balance.
It's
that you
a
have
delicate
to,
balance.
Before you throw yourself in, you have to know this is really
and
God.
Listen, don't they all look at the ABC guy ripping CBS. There's a lot of CBS shows. We love the Big Bang Theory.
Loved it.
Bob Hart Abishola I'm watching.
Have you
very
watched?
Good.
Really?
Very good.
Really?
Outstanding. It's really good. It's, you know.
I would like to meet a real human being who watches God Friended Me. I want to know.
I'm sure there are people.
They brought it back for second season, Peter.
Right. And you know what? I was shocked by that.
It also.
Please move on.
I thought the same with the Living Biblically when they tried that. It went one season. That makes sense.
Biblically?
See, you don't even know it.
I know that there's a theme of what they're trying to do on Sundays, though.
I don't know if it was even a Sunday show.
No, it's a God day.
Well, it's a broad audience, and you go, what do we do? Let's do a God show. That'll get people. But what else do people like these days? Social media. Boom. God friended me. Perfect.
And football.
Mitchell Trubisky, speaking of television, he does not want to watch television anymore.
Oh.
He said on Wednesday that he's trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
Oh, my God.
Because you've got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us and what we should do and what we are and what we're not.
Don't you think they really know who we are. In today's world, the Ten Commandments wouldn't be on tablets. They'd be on iPads.
Really?
I mean, he would use all the technology at his disposal. God.
Well, I think he lives in the now.
Right. So he wouldn't be carving out stuff on a tablet to brought up a mountain. You just hope that he didn't put it on an iPad if the girl said, you know, what's a computer? But please, I interrupt
you. But you want to be believed, right? So wouldn't you want to do it in such a way that it's at least conceivable instead of I've been friended by God on Facebook? Would you even accept a friend?
I think I would. I think it's a very legitimate
premise.
Well, none
of us have seen the show, so we don't know what the premise is. Maybe the premise is not that it's literally someone like, yo, this is God 3316.
I think it is.
You think what's a computer? Yeah.
You think it is that?
I believe that's it. God friends him and tells him what's going on.
Yeah, but you don't know, is it done by the name of God or like through someone else?
It could be Bruce Almighty.
But the premise, they tell them to go do good and he goes and helps those people. So it might be somebody
else.
Go on to Mitch Trubisky.
I already finished Mitch Trubisky.
I think the problem with Mitch Trubisky, you see right there, turn the TVs off in Hallis Hall because we don't hear bad things. Stop doing bad things. You should be able to handle that.
I don't think he can handle very much.
But doesn't that
this
seem
not,
like...
This team's not good.
So
why you can never say, well, oh, he picked your second, third in the draft. You're going to be a great quarterback. No, it doesn't mean you're going to be a great quarterback.
So what's next? You know what? We're losing. Let's not let any fans in the building, okay? Because they might boo me. So let's not sell tickets this week. I mean, come on. Be realistic. What do we judge everything about a quarterback on? The one story that tells everything about what a quarterback should be. Right? Is Joe Montana going, oh, look, there's John Candy as he's driving towards the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Like, a guy that's just, he can handle it. When you want all the TV shut off, don't buy the newspaper. Oh, I don't listen. I don't pay attention. You're just showing, you're admitting that you're too weak to handle it.
Well, also, don't tell people.
Yeah, just have the TV shut off.
That's a great point. You could quietly do it yourself without anybody knowing.
Call up Altice and say, listen, we're canceling, you know, on the side. We're canceling all that.
You think the Bears are Altice One people?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. That's the thing that Comcast, whatever.
I heard the Bears are Big Fios people.
Or maybe even DirecTV. You cancel all of those things. All of a sudden the TVs go black. Nobody knows you had anything to do with it. You don't have to announce it to the media.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
You're setting yourself up. Now it's a story headline on ESPN.com. Speaking of quarterbacks doing dumb things and getting attention, Baker Mayfield. I had two different beard styles on Sunday.
Actually, three.
Well, he showed up to the game with scruff, like a big, just full messy beard. Then before the game, he shaved it down to like a handlebar mustache goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Then after the game.
No, you're missing one.
No, that's the second one. Then the third one.
I think at halftime, he shaved off the goatee part and just left the mustache.
No, right. And then he kept that after the game.
No, then the mustache was short. He had like a handlebar, but I think he shaved at halftime, too.
I thought it was three total. You're now suggesting four.
Yeah, I believe there's four.
Either way, let's hear Baker Mayfield on his short-lived handlebar mustache.
Quarterbacks had a Movember mustache, and the original thought for me to do the handlebars, I was undefeated before Sunday with the handlebar mustache, so I shaved it off because I didn't deserve it.
Wow.
There's a lot going on.
Freddie's really handling this team well.
How did Freddie handle the change in beards? You wonder.
That's hard to say. Whether even I don't see him thinking about things like that.
Right.
Freddie Kitchens.
Good move.
I agree.
He doesn't concern himself with things like that. Ohio State has debuted at number one in the season's first college football playoff ranking.
You know Urban Meyer no longer coaches them, right, Peter?
I don't know one thing about college football this season.
What, this season? Why add that?
Well, because I remember Rocket Ishmael. Notre Dame, baby. Number one would be Ohio State. Number two?
The Ohio State, by the way. No, say it right.
Number two, Michael?
Captain
College?
That would be LSU.
Don, we know you listen to the radio today, okay? Don learned this 8 hours ago.
Number three is Alabama. Number four is...
there we go.
Number four is Penn State.
Good job.
What a great job, too. Did you ever think, after the whole Paterno thing...
Oh, it's unbelievable.
How that they would actually, at any time...
Yeah, you figure they were
competing
buried
for a national championship.
It's amazing.
It
speaks volumes about the job Franklin's done.
Let's hear more about this college football playoff series from the CFB playoff chairman, Rob Mullins, on why Penn State is in there over Clemson. I was very upset about that personally.
We spent considerable time talking about 3, 4, and 5. And then when it came down to 4 and 5, between Penn State and Clemson, obviously two great teams, impressive. But, you know, Penn State has the marquee wins. They beat a Michigan team that's ranked, and they have a win at Iowa. And when you look at Penn State, strong defense, they've held 7 of their 8 opponents to 13 points or less. They also have a non-conference win over Pitt. And Clemson does have that win over Texas A&M. But in the end, it was probably Penn State's quality wins that gave them a slight edge over Clemson.
Why is it that anybody involved with college football never sounds like Joe Pesci, but always sounds like somebody from the South?
That is very true.
Yeah.
When you talk college football.
Yeah, you don't hear Joe Pesci sounding guys.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Well, it's because, first of all, you don't hear a lot of Joe Pesci sounding guys, period.
He's a great man.
Heard he's tremendous in The Irishman.
Yeah, I heard he got unbelievable reviews.
He's supposed to, when are you seeing it? I thought you were seeing The Irishman.
We're trying to carve out some time. Don talks about how difficult it is with children. He doesn't realize
that. But even
I have
that, which
too.
I, is totally in my wheelhouse. I can't imagine carving out the time until it ends up like on my TV.
Well, that's soon. Next month it'll be on Netflix.
Right.
But then you would have seen it after it was hip.
I don't watch things based on its hipness. You know me. What do I care what people think?
Come to the place where the games are played. It's hip. It's fresh. It's Noah's Arcade.
Where's that from?
Come on. That's just ridiculous. You give up your man card not knowing Wayne's World.
I don't. I've seen Wayne's World many times.
Yeah, you claim that. You claim you see a lot of movies, but do you see them?
I tell you what movies I don't see. I've never seen... the movie about prison? I've never seen that.
The movie about prison.
Shawshank?
Maybe across the board considered the greatest movie of all time.
Never saw it. Never saw it.
But there's never seeing, but even the
never
movies
saw
you
it,
see, you don't
one would, second of a Star Wars movie or a
but
Star
that's
Trek
fine.
Movie.
See, hold on. You know what, though? This is, I got to call fraud.
Why?
Because you spent the first half of the show
thank you.
Badgering Don for being a cultureless
right.
heathen.
Right.
And then you show off about these gaps in culture you have.
But wait a second. If somebody says, because I wouldn't make an outrageous statement like Don. If somebody said to me, the new Star Wars that's coming out, listen, we'll give you $1,000, big dinner, limo to and from, I'd go see it.
You sure?
Of course.
I could see you making the same argument.
No. I would go see it because I'm not a Neanderthal. I'm expansive. I'm able to see things.
You have two copies on DVD of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Never bothered putting either of them in to see.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the same thing.
That is true. How'd you get two?
Somebody gave it to me because I heard that I hadn't seen it. Then Susan Waldman gave it to me because she heard I hadn't seen it. And then she gave me Citizen Kane and she demanded that I see it the next night and give a report on it or she would not stop hounding me.
So that one you did?
I did see Citizen
Kane. Another incredible movie.
But you didn't watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Not yet.
Yeah. Which I think you would enjoy.
I might.
I saw a documentary about someone interesting last night.
Who?
Matt Moore!
They already have a documentary on Matt?
Interesting.
From the Dolphins to the Chiefs. That's what it's called. Really tremendous.
It's Michael's brother.
Kawhi Leonard is going to be...
There's documentaries about the right side.
Kawhi Leonard is going to be sitting out his second game of the season due to quote-unquote, get ready for a word, I didn't hear it until today, we're going to hear it for the rest of our lives, load... management.
You'd never heard load management until today?
It's recent. But
I don't know if I'd heard it described as load management.
Well, you know what? Where do you live? Do you live in a bubble?
This is at least 4 years old.
How regularly? How many times on this show have we talked about load?
I mean, load management was such a big deal last year when he missed 21 games.
I remember the story existing. How often do we talk about it on this show in terms of load management?
Because it's got such a double entendre to it. We try to stay away. But that's what it's called, load management. He's managing his load.
Gaffney, our resident comedian, had suggested that the Jet Giant game be the Waste Management Bowl.
Wasn't bad. I saw a couple other good ones.
I desperately tried to change the subject.
You know how many jokes? Do you have any idea how many different porn star name jokes I avoided today. I spent 3 hours thinking, should I mention Peter North? Should I mention Mia Khalifa? Who should be the name that I throw out there?
TT Boy.
TT.
What are you talking about?
He's naming porn stars.
TT Boy's not that famous.
Of course he is.
You must be really interested.
Yeah, you got to be really knowledgeable.
I read a lot.
A Croatian soccer player was red carded after killing a chicken during a semi-professional match today.
Was he Alice Cooper?
He was sick of the farm-like conditions in this second league fixture. So the 23-year-old saw the hen, chased it, kicked it, killed it, and then tossed the corpse over the fence. The ref immediately responded with a yellow card.
I think that's the right thing.
It should be thrown out of the
league. Sorry, no, it was a red card. It was an unsportsmanlike conduct. Murder apparently is a red card.
You could have thrown it over a lot.
Nice sport, Andrew.
That's what I was thinking, Andrew. Thank you for this great sport. I like this becomes a story and you click on the video and it looks literally like the game should be played with chickens.
You
in the middle of nowhere.
You have 14 seconds left.
Well, that'll do it for ENN, apparently, on this Wednesday night.
I'll be on 1050 Rangers and Red Wings.
And then the Knicks coming up as well. Knicks pregame. The words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. RJ Bell tomorrow. What's going to happen?
So there's the facts. There's your facts, Jack. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.